I'll leave two mil for the rest.
That's nice of you. You come in on Fridays and you tell us what's happening around town.
Well, I thought I would do a little St. Patrick's Day roundup because there's lots of... No, Mugs, no.
Come on.
Come on, Kat.
I'm going to have to apologize to Flogging Molly tomorrow for all the bad leprechaun accents that keep coming out.
And he just keeps whipping out a shillelagh.
Just stop gross. It. So tomorrow... Here's what's going on. A couple of ideas. So there's the annual parade in Hermosa Beach, which goes down every year. It's only like seven blocks long. It ends at the pier. Then you've got Casey's
Pub. Hey, by the
way,
is the Kevin and Janky van in that parade?
I don't know. It should
be. I feel
be.
Like we should be.
Yeah.
It should be. Okay. Rockin' Riley's, the annual block party up on Sunset. That's eight bars involved, food trucks. They're blocking off a big area for that. Downtown LA goes off with Angel City Brewing, who we love. They're doing something, as well as Casey's Pub in downtown LA, who does it every year. And those guys, they begin at 11 a.m. Early admission at 6 a.m., by the way, at Casey's.
No. Really?
Yes. Yes. So that's kind of gross. Anyway, let's move on to some fun. I want to give you a little heads up because Rex Manning Day is coming up. Y'all a fan of Rex Manning Day?
Well, sure. Sexy Rexy.
The anniversary of, it's April 8th every year. Of course, Empire Records, the just awful movie that came out in 1995. Yep. The soundtrack's amazing. The movie, total poop sandwich. But Rex Manning, played by Maxwell Caulfield. You remember his hit single?
No, what was it?
Say No More, Mon Amour.
All right, and how are we supposed to celebrate Rex Manning Day this year?
Well, it's, you know, being fabulous, but my friends over at Muse, it's a studio in Stu City, they put together these great nights, and, you know, if there's a ticket left, I tweeted the link, get it, because my pals Kay and Mike from Letters to Cleo are performing, Linda from the Martinis, and Joe from the Mises are performing. Both the Martinis and Mises are on the original soundtrack. Just a host of bands related with the 90s, and it's going to be a 90s jam-tastic evening.
Nice. You know my feeling about Letters to Cleo.
Then you should come with me. All right. You can come and make out with them. It's cool.
Sweet.
All right. I don't know how you guys feel about the relaunch of Roseanne. Any thoughts?
I am going to check it out, but I would not consider myself a big Roseanne fan going into it.
I didn't watch it the first time around, to be honest.
Like, I'm in. I mean, I'll definitely give it a shot.
You know, the first version of it snuck up on me because it's so irreverent and sassy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think it was going to be like that. And now I'm watching, you know, preview commercials of the new one, and I'm kind of like,
That's your review?
Well, it's hard because back when it first came out, I was talking to Dave about it off the air. It was unbelievable to see a sitcom family that was poor. And that wasn't educated, and that talked in a way that
completely
most real people talked.
Did you not live in the world when Sanford and Son was on the air?
I didn't. So, I mean, to me, and that seems so much more, when I would watch reruns of Sanford and Son, that seemed like it was going for the laughs, and it was kind of cartoonish, and it's
Roseanne was a lot more realistic.
It seemed like you were watching a real family, and it was great. Now, with the internet and streaming services, that doesn't seem all that new.
And 10 million American families have their own YouTube channels or something. So it's not like there's any shortage of actual real people. So.
Well, and I don't know if they were kind of controversial back when they launched that show because they would have these weird, I mean, they tackled
nothing
so
is
many issues.
Now.
and so it kind of seems a little schmaltzy, if you ask me, regardless. Whoever's doing these amazing bus stop campaigns, I salute you because we saw the ones for Altered Carbon that had the fake real bodies in the body bags. Our friend Rich Rubin of K-Rock, snapped a photo and he's like, this happened. I love LA. And it's a bus stop in Los Angeles where it has the plaid couch and the knitted blanket, the crocheted blanket. They set up the living room of Roseanne in place of a bus bench.
You're kidding.
A couch in Los Angeles.
That's very cool.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome because it just looks like a living room, and who wouldn't want to wait there? So I thought that was great.
I'm going to be sleeping there tomorrow night.
I don't have to kick someone out first.
Wow, from bush to couch.
Yep.
That's nice.
It's an upgrade.
Yeah, it is.
Woo-hoo. I don't even know.
Well, thank you guys so much, Kat.